Welcome to the Friend Forward podcast. Today we're going to talk specifically about the three affinities of female friendship. And I am about to share publicly for the first time a framework that I created to help us better understand the mechanics of women's friendships. Now, I have shared it on the road during speaking engagements and at sorority conferences and business seminars and all the things, right? It's also going to appear in chapter 2 of my upcoming book, Fighting for Our Friendships, The Science and Art of Conflict and Connection in Women's Relationships, which at the time that this is being released, this episode, you have 12 days left to pre-order. So the book comes out in 12 days, which means you have 12 days left to pre-order and claim the 4 bonuses that our team has designed exclusively for you. An audio course, a toolkit on how to increase accountability in your friendships without the threat of conflict and withdrawal. And then 2 other bonuses we're releasing later this week. I don't want to spoil it for you. Okay. So order the book wherever you order books, Target.com, bookshop.org, Barnes & Noble, whatever. Then visit betterfemalefriendships.com, click on the book tab, and it will prompt you for your confirmation number. So when you get that email that's like, thanks for buying, and then it gives you a little code or number, share that with me and you'll instantly receive your bonuses. Okay. So I want you to go handle that. Don't miss out on something that is yours, that you're entitled to. Learn more at betterfemalefriendships.com. But today, we're going to talk about the 3 affinities of female friendship. I want to help explain what are the things that bring us together, according to the research, and what are the things that tear us apart. And of course, obviously, this will be kind of like a truncated version of what will appear in the book, but still something to get us started and to start providing some clarity and understanding. And my hope is that once you learn this framework, it helps to not only like enlighten us a little bit and make sense of our experiences, but I hope that it helps to inform the decisions that we make about our friendships, how to opt into them, how to deepen them, when it's time to release them. I think this will give us a good starting point. You should also know before we jump in that today's episode is sponsored by Tell Public Relations. If you've been watching all the things that are happening as the Friend Forward brand continues to grow, thank you, God, for the doors that you have opened. You're probably seeing me having all these speaking engagements, which I'm so grateful for, and media interviews, podcast interviews, book deals, brand partnerships. So many cool things are happening. If you have a personal or professional brand and you're like, hey, I'd like the same kind of visibility, I just don't know how to get more shine for what I've got going on, I strongly encourage you to visit tellpublicrelations.com. That's T-E-L-L, publicrelations.com. Go ahead to the website, look at the picture of who runs that business. That's my publicist. I think you'll be surprised. I think you'll be surprised by what you see. Okay, tellpublicrelations.com. All right, let's get into it. In my book, Fighting for Our Friendships, I write about how it feels like there is this ever-evolving list of girl codes. You see it on social media, right? Like these rules of how to be a girl's girl and 4 signs of this and green flags. Like there's so much content and tips and tricks on how to have friendships and what to avoid. And I always make the joke that I sometimes wish that we had this like universally shared Google Doc where we could continually update it with all the things we're supposed to do and not supposed to do. It's a lot. But what if I told you there's a simpler way to understand and articulate the mechanics of women's friendships, at least from what I've observed? Now, you know that my background is in, you know, being a high school teacher and an academic chair and all those things. And today I leverage my background in education to teach people what the research says around women's cooperation, communication, and conflict. Over the past 6 years, I've been studying this specific research. And it doesn't matter if I'm looking at stuff from, linguistics, neurology, psychology, sociology, when I look at these various industries and spaces in academia, and I read up on that particular arena at the intersection of friendship and connection, the same themes kept coming up. It kept coming down to the same things. These are those 3 things that women highly prioritize in their connections with other women. They are support, symmetry, and secrecy. I'll say that again. Support, symmetry, and secrecy. Again, there's an entire chapter on this. I'm giving us the quick with it version to get us started. But these are the three areas in which we start to feel very close. And if we don't have it, it's a problem. And that also means that whenever there's a perceived violation in one of these three areas, it begins to cause distance or tension. When there is distance or tension that arises, it doesn't necessarily spell doom for the friendship. It's not that, you know, friendship dissolution is inevitable once there's a breach in one of these three areas, support, symmetry, or secrecy. It might just mean that, okay, now it's time to recalibrate because we're off balance here, and that's fine. But these are the three things, according to the research, that women really value. So let's take a look at each. These are the three affinities of female friendship as I have observed them. The first is support. This means that whenever we start to sense with a new friend that she is offering lots of support, we feel close to her. And in a friendship, when we perceive a lack of support, we feel distanced from her. You might say, well, Danielle, men value that too. That is true. The three things I'm sharing with you, it doesn't mean that men don't value them as well, but we prioritize them differently. Meaning if we don't have these, it might be a threat to the relationship overall. So support. The research says that the number one thing women look for in their same-sex friendships is emotional support. The problem with this, obviously, is that that's very subjective. What is support for you looks different for me, and it's circumstantial. What I want for this particular issue of my life might be different from what I'm looking for with another issue of my life. But support is paramount in women's friendships. She has my back, and I know that to be true based off of multiple demonstrations of solidarity. That might be why y'all feel so connected. But again, if you're not getting this, it might account for feelings of disconnection. Okay, so the first affinity of female friendships is support. The second is symmetry, feelings of symmetry. Now, again, generally, all humans engage in what's known as homophily. This is the sociological idea that we tend to congregate with those who are similar to us. That's just everybody. That's just how it works, right? But for women especially, feeling like we are the same and there is balance, equality, symmetry, reciprocity, things are even, is ultimate for our relationships. Symmetry includes a couple things. The first is reciprocity. I want to feel like this thing is balanced. The second is egalitarianism accounts for symmetry, meaning we're equal. That one is not above the other. And the reason this is so important, in my opinion, for women is because in a world where we are so often subject to certain power dynamics, right? In the home, still, things shouldn't be that way, but in the home still, you know, women are still doing most of the domestic labor. Women are still doing a lot of the emotional labor, just so much. There's an imbalance there. And then as mothers, we are nurturers and caretakers. And then on our jobs, even if we are in high power positions, the research still shows that we are doing, I forget the name of it now, it's in the book, but certain tasks that are often reserved for lower level employees, secretarial type administrative tasks, even if we're the VP, it's still assigned to us. So I feel like in every other arena, there's this power dynamic. So it becomes especially important that we seek equality with our peers in this very elective relationship. And especially with another woman, I want to feel like you are beside me as my sister. There's no power struggle here. This is why it feels like an especially egregious offense when we suspect that our friend might be jealous or that she's being competitive, because this reveals a desire to be better than us. This is why it feels especially painful when you think that another woman's criticizing you, that your friend is kind of judging you, because what she's showing here is that my beliefs are superior than yours. It removes the egalitarianism, right? I'm not necessarily saying we should or shouldn't in any of this stuff, but I'm telling you what it is, what tendencies are of this particular group. So feelings of symmetry, sameness, balance, equality is very important in women's friendships. And finally, For the sake of time, we'll jump right into the third one, which is secrecy. Now, this doesn't just literally mean telling secrets, but the essence of that, that mutual exclusivity in our private vault. Women value mutual prioritization, according to the research, more than men do. Meaning, if I see you as my number one girl, I kind of expect that I'm your number one girl too. Now, many of us might not say that, but it's kind of the expectation. And who can blame us when from a young age, you know, we're being prompted and encouraged to find our bestie. Or if you're hanging out with a friend, your parents are asking you like, oh, is that your best friend? You know, we get that a lot. Also, women are very dyadic compared to men. Dyadic, D-Y-A-D-I-C, dyadic. We form dyads, meaning pairs, one-to-one, which accounts for why our relationships are much more deep and intimate than men's friendships. And again, when I'm comparing, it's just because I think it's interesting. It's not that men do not have the capacity for depth and connection. We know that to be true, okay? But women tend to form one-on-one, which means there's an even greater expectation that if I'm your girl, you're my girl. So this idea, this affinity of the secrecy affinity is about the trust that we've cultivated in our private, mutually exclusive vault. Violations to this might be perceived when one goes and shares our business outside of the vault. When it looks like one friend is getting closer to somebody else outside of the vault. When she took her self-disclosure, her confessions, her ideas, her life developments, and shared it with somebody else before us, we begin to question our closeness. Oh gosh, she told somebody else about her promotion or her health scare or her pregnancy or the breakup before me. Now, intellectually, we know we're not entitled to know everything first. I think we know that logically, but it doesn't necessarily stop us from having a little pinch, a little sting of like, oof. Okay. But it's because we prioritize feelings of secrecy and being in the vault together as women. These are the three affinities of women's relationships. And if you find yourself feeling really close to another woman, it's probably because these things are flourishing. You feel for some reason that she supports you. You feel the strong sense of symmetry with her. You feel a sense of secrecy where there's mutual self-disclosure, trust, exclusivity, and understanding. But it also means that whenever there starts to be a little bit of a tear, a separation, it's likely because one person has perceived a violation in one of these three arenas. And depending on how committed you are to the friendship, depending on your skill at being able to do this, it might just signal we need to recalibrate. So we can come back together and feel in harmony, or depending on the severity of it, but depending on your investment in the friendship itself, it might spell the end of that relationship. Either way, I hope that is at least having this framework helps to guide us to understand from an aerial view what's going on here, instead of getting caught up in the details. But from an aerial view, like if you got in a helicopter, went up in the air and looked down at the landscape of one of your particular friendships. Does this help you to see from a higher level? Ah, I see what's going on here. And now I understand what I might need to do to restore balance. I'm going into this a little bit more in a special session that I'm offering just for those who pre-ordered. So this is kind of the first time we're saying it publicly. We're having a little session and workshop together that's going to be exclusive. This is one of the things we're going to talk about more in depth because I want to equip you with tangibles of how to navigate conflict when these three things are breached. That'll be exclusive for those who pre-order the book, Fighting for Our Friendships. You can learn more at betterfemalefriendships.com. But as your new official friendship coach, here's your homework. Listen closely. I want you to think about one of the friendships where you currently are feeling a little distance, a little bit of stretching a little bit in a painful way that you want to restore. I ask that you measure it against each of these three affinities. Which one seems to be lacking? And what is one tangible thing you can do to begin communicating it and restoring balance? If you're having an aha moment as you listen to this, you know I want to hear about it. Come and chat with us on Instagram at friendforward. You know I love a good voice note. You can send me a DM anytime, or you can visit us 24/7 at betterfemalefriendships.com. And if you haven't already, please pre-order your copy of Fighting for Our Friendships, The Science and Art of Conflict and Connection in Women's Relationships. I can't wait to get it in your hands, and I can't wait to see you reading it with book clubs, which people are starting to comment on my videos on social media that they're making it their book club pick, and I appreciate that so much. So until then, you know that I'll be right here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.